Kelim Perek Yudches Mishnah Gimel Hashido VaTevo VaMigdal that are not boim b'mida, they're not that size. Nitla Ached Miraglem, one of the legs are taken off. Aval Pishu Mekablin. There's no hole in the kli. The kli you could fill up. Lamaise, it's wobbly. One of the legs was taken off. Tohirin, because since it doesn't stand properly, it's leaning to one side. So it's called broken. You can't use a closet like that. Even though batsmen, you can put things in. They're not going to fall out. But that's not the way you use a closet. It's a broken closet. Vishena mekablin kedarkon. It's a shida that would not be able to have an idar boim so, unless it leans on its side. So the way the Rav has it, the way the Rash explains, it sounds like these are really two parts of one idea. Aval bishem mekabel, even though theoretically they have a clay kibble, since it's not mekabel kidarkon tohoirin, what that means is the way to be moided, the usage of the kli, is only when it's standing upright. If it's enon mekablin arboim so, when it's kidarkon, then it's not defined as a kli abo b'mido. There's two shnei tzadim shaloisim adbea. Now, the truth is, you look at the Rav, there's two gesois. The gifts, the way we just explained it, is to read Alpha Pisha Mekablin Tehoirim She'enon Mekablin Kedarkon Rabbi Yaisi Mitame. Then it's Shneid Stodim Shalaisim Adbeir. But you could read it V'She'enon Mekablin, that's a separate case. Case number one is Alpha Pisha Mekablin, even though Batsim it's Mekabel. But since it's broken, Samela doesn't have a shame Kli. V'she'enon Mekablin is not talking about a broken kli. It's talking about this is the way the kli is designed. Be'etzem, it's used as less than aboim so. If you tip it over on its side, then it could be mekabel yosim aboim so. In that case, it would be yosim etame. When the first case where it's not oimid lekabola, the way it is, it's broken. So the shame shover that is no machlokes. And on that, Rabbi Yosi Mitame, what it sounds like in the Mishnah Tak is that there's a Deichel Lekas. The Rav says, Ve'en Aloch Rabbi Yosi. The Rambam, he then brings down, is the one who goes, Vishayin and Mekabim, that's two different cases. And Rabbi Yosi Mitame with a Deichel Lekas is only on the second case, where it only functions, it's a Klei Abob B'mida when it functions not Kedarka. But in the first case broken, that's a Chayra Halacha Muskemes. Now there's another point to make according to the Rambam over here also. Shena Tosefes Cheshbon that Mishnah Tirus makes. The Rambam, like we just said, has a separate halacha. V'she'enu mekablin kedarka means it's only bo b'mido when it's not kedarka. So on that, there's a machlokes, and on that, that's a halacha b'fnei atzmoi. The first halacha is a halacha that when the kli is broken, so it's it's ma'abit tzura sakli. That's not the tzura of the kli when it's broken, even though be'etzim it still functions, but the tzura sakli is bottle. This tosefes knech, that even though the functioning is there, but the tzura sakli is no longer, is a ramam lishita. So we explained this in Perek Tezvov and a few other places. This really comes me soydir Reb Chaim in Hilchus Kedlim, that according to the Rambam, tzura sakli is paramount. When you have a kli, the tzura sakli is what defines as a kli. Botl mimenu tzura sakli, so then, so it's kli, even though be'etzim it can still function, but it lost its tzura sakli. According to the way we just explained it, that's a separate halacha, this first halacha, it's a ram l'shitasoi. The other girsa, which is the Rash's girsa, is the Rash l'shitasoi. No, there's no tzura sakli. Either it functions or it doesn't function. So the Mishnah is saying one halacha. When it can function, but that's not the way it is, so then we don't see it as functioning. Even though it could function, but it's not in its place, so that's called a kli shover. V'she'eni mekablin, what defines it as functioning is a kli b'bav b'mido, only when it's kedarkim. It's shnei tzadim shelo yosim adbeir. So the Rashi and the Rambam in explaining the Mishnah is l'shut ha'sem. Very nice cheshbon. Okay, now we're going to go into a different halacha, the parts of a bed. I guess we were just dealing with big closets. We'll move on to other parts of a bedroom. The furniture in a bedroom, of course, the ikur is the bed. The different parts of the bed are discussed over here. And it's like this. The beds in the times of Chazal were wooden frames. And they had crisscross. They didn't have a regular mattress. What they had is crisscross pieces of wood that held up on the bed frame, and then on that would be put something that would be more comfortable to lie down on, kind of a kissus, pillows, blankets, and such. So the legs stood, the leg of the bed, picture kera, was put into like a, it's called a milbin, which is means sort of like a brick, but it was put into that to keep the legs fresh, to keep the legs, otherwise the legs would go on the ground and eventually they would rot. So what you want to do is you want to take a small piece of wood to preserve the bed frame that should go directly on the ground. So the frame of the bed was in a milbein, which was in a chamor, which was another piece that's straight on the ground. There's also something called naklita amitas, that these pieces of wood that stick up from the bed, and on it they would put a canopy. This, by the way, the place where most people are familiar with this is like sleeping under this type of canopied bed, if it's called sleeping in a sukkah or not, because it has another covering. V'naklita hamita v'chamor v'chipui. Naklita hamita are the pieces of wood that stick up. The chamor is the piece of wood, like we said, that sits on the ground for the legs to go into. Chipui is lashon covering. It was something that covered over the bed frame. It's not clear exactly. On the bed frame itself, not the yiriyah that was over. So those are tohirim. They're not part of the bed. So melo, what are they? They're made out of wood. They're pshuta kliyot. Ein tome elo mito, the bed itself, malbein, the malbein, which is the like the brick that the leg of the bed goes into, since that's attached, it's firmly attached to the bed, so now it's considered part of the bed. Malbine bnei Levi is a type of bed called that was used by bnei Levi. So the malbin of that are tohoirim, because we're talking over here. Bnei Levi would travel. Why? Because they would constantly go to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mela, their beds were collapsible and foldable, and they would take off the milbanim and they would carry them with. So Mela, they're not considered part of the bed. Mefarshim are not clear. Mishnah Chreina, Tversol, the Rishash are not clear exactly what this halacha of the chipui is. We said from the Rav, We said that it's pshuta kliyot. L'maisa, the Rav says that we're talking about metal. So it's metal that protected the bed frame. Now the chipui, the metal, is, the Rav says, it's mateches hamashameshes hasoeitz. And the shayla is, so what? We had klolim before, earlier in the mesechta, about this mishamesh that. What's the ikur the kli, what's not the ikur the kli, but over here, the bed itself is mekabel tumah. So why shouldn't the metal that's mishamesh the bed, mishameshes hasoeitz, why shouldn't that be mekabel tumah? So you might say, look at the Rambam, it seems to add a little bit of a tayit. She said that's a tachshit lamita. Tachshite amita toherin, kedin tachshite kelim. Not clear exactly what the word is. Mishnah Dal continues the halachas of a bed. Malbein shenesona alashonis, these are those pieces of wood that the bed frame goes into, and they're put on pieces of aloshon, like a tongue. It's a longish piece of, long, thin piece of wood. That's what's put, not the chamor that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Remeiv Reb Yehuda mitamim. These lashonis are mitamim, because these they would attach to the milbanim, they are chelik in the mita. Reb Yosef Reb Shim mitarim, but sometimes they're taken off. It seems like there's an in-between. The milbin is part of the bed, the chamor is not part of the bed, the lashonis are machlokes tanoim. Om Reb Yosef mashon azu mi malbanei b'nei Levi. If you're talking about pieces of the bed that are sometimes removed, that's what we had Malban and B'nai Levi. It was in the service by Chazal, that the beds of B'nai Levi, since the Malban sometimes come off, they're not considered part of the bed. You're telling me these Lashenis sometimes come off. Rav Yosi is asking. And then that's L'chay Raya L'shitoso. If she's Malban and B'nai Levi Tahirim, because they sometimes come off. So L'chay, that's a support for Rav Yosi. You're going to have to say Tanakama holds some type of chilik between the two. It has to be explained.